This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Ducks.
Intercepted! Intercepted! The Ducks have the ball!
Huskies.
Kenny Wayne's going to score! Kenny Wayne's going to score!
Isaac and Soup.
This was the highlight of their week.
That's all you got.
Bud Light presents a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Soup.
Nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus.
Rivalry Week with Isaac and Sue on the Odyssey app and 1080.
The most improbable finish to a football game!
The Fan.
Wait, is this...
Hey,
are we...
Yeah.
Oh, that was the open.
That was the open.
What'd it do?
Hey, ahoy!
What's up?
A little clunky.
What are you guys doing?
You know, just listening.
It was better than yesterday.
Listening to the riveting post-game radio.
I don't like your attitude.
What are you talking about? No one, and I mean no one, loves
shut up.
Ducks post-game more than me.
You're being a jerk.
I listen to every word.
I think those are all like students, man.
Hey,
give him a
was
break.
It James Marsh? Dude, that guy.
He's a kid.
I love it. What are you talking about? I'm singing the praises.
What's up, Schultzy?
And you're over here being an ass.
What's up, guys?
Credit.
Schultzy's in for Buck.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Happy Thanksgiving y'all out there.
Thank God. Buck needs to rest his voice.
Yeah.
Sounded pretty gravelly.
We're hoping that when Buck comes back Monday that his cat AIDS will finally be dealt with.
All week.
But he's going to go down. I think he's down to the coast, which probably means he's going to be running his yapper around the family. He's probably going to come back worse.
Isn't that salt water good for the throat?
Is he going to go gargle the ocean?
Yeah.
Get some fisherman's friend.
Yep.
What's that? Those are like old cough drops, right? Like the old school cough drops.
You can only get them at the coast?
No, you can still get them at any Freddy's, but I feel like the only people that use them are people at the coast. So.
I've never heard of that.
Fisherman's friend? Really? No. That's from your guys' generation.
I'm more of a Ricola, and I like the cherry Halls. Those are good.
Do cherry.
No?
I prefer the menthol.
I think cherry is such a lame flavor.
It's kind of the default medicine flavor, though. Right? He's like, everything is cherry. I don't know why.
Menthol mint.
I don't know why we settled on cherry as the de facto flavor, but it's
because it also freshens your breath.
Yeah, I could see that. So maybe if you're going old school, you do a little Vicks Vapor rub in there, just kind of open everything up. Do that. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, no, it is. I saw an ad for it the other day.
Yeah?
Because it was kind of odd where this guy was rubbing the stuff on a little girl.
Well, that's, ooh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was the dad. Well, he was the dad.
Okay.
But it's still like, nah.
With the fact that you said rubbing some stuff on a little girl, that alone
don't
is
clip
just,
that.
No, please go ahead. That's uncomfortable.
Well, Schulte is in for Buck.
Yes.
Thank you, Schulte.
Anytime.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, you big sexy bastard.
It would be pre-Thanksgiving, but you know.
Yeah, it's good to be in with you guys.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Is it really?
The biggest drinking day of the year.
I don't sense a lot of energy out of this show today.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I knew you guys were going to be mailing it in. That's
I'm
fine.
Not mailing it in.
I am too. But.
Look, did Oregon postgame mail it in? Because if James Marsh didn't mail it in, I'm not mailing it in.
I would never
mail it
in. I'm
doing this show for him.
I know people think we mail it in all the time, but we almost never do.
No.
Well, people also think that just talking on a mic is actually easy.
Oh, so easy.
Not necessarily. I like you come on in and try to fill 3 hours of space.
Bitch.
Boy, now we're
fired up.
We got double bitches
Merry
going
Christmas,
on.
Bitch.
Schulte with his evil ho ho ho. Which, by the way, that drop has. I listen in the morning as I walk the dog to my favorite morning show. Uh-huh. And Schulte was on there, I don't know, like a week ago, and they were talking about like an evil ho ho ho.
Okay.
You know, and like, you know.
What does that mean?
Well, like there's a bad Santa ho ho ho, and they brought up like all the different Santas that could ho. And Schulte brought up the Christmas story, ho, 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 you know, where he's like, you'll shoot your eye out. And I will say it's one of my favorite morning drops is Schulte giving us an evil ho, ho, ho. This would be normally where we would
I'm trying to find it. Yeah. It's on another page.
I was trying to stall there, Schulte. I saw you in there. I was kind of.
You teed it up for him.
I tried.
An Odyssey station.
There you go.
One more time.
All right, here we go.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Just trying to copy, Christmas story.
Yeah.
Because that's the most evil sounding
Santa
I can think
There's not many evil Santas, but
Can you get the real clip and put them side by side?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. We'll see.
Where he shoves Ralphie down the slide with his boot.
Ho, ho, ho.
So every now and then I'll be listening and Schulte, they'll hit us with a ho, ho, ho. And it makes me smile. Schulte, I just want to say thank you for that.
No problem. I'll put it on your drop page too.
I like that.
What?
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank God Buck's not here. Jeez, tired of that guy. So we got Schulte, and we're gonna power through till about 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're gonna do it for you.
And you're right, this is the biggest drinking day of the year.
Yeah, I was shocker. I was pre-drinking for the biggest drinking day of the year. So I was at a bar last night with my buddy that owns a liquor store, and he said the last 2 days have been bat-ass crazy.
Well, yeah,
just Thunderdome, which is good for him. But
this is his Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is his Super Bowl.
This and through the new year.
Yeah, but it's really cranking up. So the fine people of Portland, according to one liquor store owner, you are getting it done. So get after it.
I think it's possible that we have more booze in our house right now than ever before.
Really?
Yeah. Because for the first time in many moons, we are actually hosting some fam.
Together. You can't go dry on those sorts of things. You got to make sure you're properly stocked.
Dry?
No. If you ran out.
I know. You can't have even the threat of going dry.
No, you can't.
You have to overstock.
Yeah, you got
to
bring the
heat. Like overstock.com.
Yeah.
That's bedbathandbeyond.com now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think overstock is gone, isn't
it? They bought... So Bed Bath & Beyond, the store, went out of business, and then Overstocks.com, basically, their business is still in progress the same, but they bought the IPO of Bed Bath & Beyond, the O is now BBB.
It's now Beyond Inc.
So weird.
So when you go there, there's Beyond Inc., there's Bed Bath & Beyond, Baby Beyond, Kids Beyond, Zully, College Living.
Wait, are you telling me Bed Bath & Beyond doesn't exist anymore?
No, I think they shut down all the stores.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no way you can walk into one anymore.
Great.
Is it like a Sears, though? There's like one out there still hanging out?
Unless somebody's doing the whole Blockbuster thing, like they are in Bend, and just keeping it alive.
I had a hot water heater go out like last year, and it's Kenmore. So there's a number on there, and I was like, there is no more Sears. So I was like, I wonder. So I called it, and there is still some sort of weird hotline thing. And it's like the nearest service for my hot water heater was like 400 miles away. And I was like, don't think that's going to cut it. Don't think they're making the pilgrimage out. But maybe someone's got one of those Bed Bath & Beyond universal coupons still out there. You know, maybe you still go get... I feel like Bed Bath & Beyond was on 30% off the entire time.
Something tells me there was a place to service your hot water heater closer than 400 miles.
Not according to the number that I called on my sweet Kenmore. So... Mm. I ended up servicing it myself.
Well, should we break, Schultzy?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple little shorty segments in here. Shorties. Some extra breaks through all this, but yeah, let's... Yeah.
You got the shorties coming over for Thanksgiving.
Got the shorties, man. Shorties and ho-ho-hos. And as someone is saying, be careful on the roads. There'll be a lot of animals out there tonight.
I know.
And be safe. Ubers and Lyfts.
Hey,
and...
have they ever... We were talking about this the other night. Have they ever...
Not from the bottom of the well.
Sorry.
Mechanic.
Misfire. Have they ever done the studies on, since Uber and Lyft have become a thing, if Dewey's and drunk driving are down?
I don't know.
Do you know if that's a...
I don't.
If that's affected...
Well,
drunk driving.
I do. I have a friend of mine who's a state trooper, and he has broken the DUI record out of the last 5 years. So at least on the fine highways of the state of Washington, the answer to that is probably no.
Sucker.
Well, that's the sad part, is there's so many ways to get home, and I just, you know, people still
you fly
like helicopter style.
You take the train.
Yeah.
Take an Uber.
I don't know. I'll see if I can. I'll do a little research and see if I can figure that out.
You're on that. We're on a break. When we come back, we're going to get this party started. Big Wednesday show, although it's kind of a Thursday and Friday show. And I don't know if we're going to have Joey. We are.
Checked in with him. Good. He's good for 5:30, 5:35-ish.
Oh, my God. Is this exciting? Are you excited?
No, I was busy having answers.
You're not excited.
Well, I have answers.
I am excited. Yeah, what do you got? Well, just hold on.
I'll hold it, but I have answers.
Long show.
I couldn't get excited because I was busy getting answers.
Yeah. Okay.
But now that I'm done, I'm excited again.
All right. We will be right back. Thank you for being with us on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Ducks win. Dana Altman, clearly a man of increase, as they beat San Diego State by 10.
Yeah.
Points.
Another, two now top 20, well, I guess top 25 victories.
Were they ranked?
I think San Diego State was ranked and wasn't...
A&M was.
A&M was. Wasn't San Diego State?
No.
Like,
I don't think
not
so.
Not quite yet.
I thought they were like 21. Maybe they beat Creighton, who was ranked.
There you go. They beat Creighton, who was ranked.
I stand corrected.
Being a man of increase?
Creighton was the 21, or was like the 21st.
Hey, Ducks are 7-0. They look pretty good.
Yeah.
They can actually score the ball this year.
Yeah. Well, it's a veteran-laden team, so...
Yeah. TJ Bamba looks nice.
Yeah.
Nice player.
I don't think there's a freshman really in the main mix. No starter.
Yeah.
And
don't they get Mookie Cook back in the fold at some point?
At some point, I believe, yes.
Yeah.
Right now we have Supreme Cook.
You know, some are saying I like him too. He's a nice player. Some people are saying the Ducks will never lose again in basketball or football.
Until they play Kansas Rock Chalk.
Well, yeah. That'd be a tough matchup in both sports.
Kansas kicking people in the head. That's what we do. Suck it, Duke.
Man, that was a good game.
That was a good game. We watched that at the bar last night. It was fantastic.
Very entertaining.
Yes. And you'll be happy to know, everyone at the bar, no one was rooting for Duke.
Well, who roots for Duke?
No one.
It is so fun to beat Duke.
I was waiting for one contrarian. Even there was a random guy in from Canada. He was down here on business. Even he understood that we all hate Duke.
Yeah.
He's like, everyone down here hates Duke, right? I'm like, everyone does. He's like, all right. And then he got on board.
Just confirming.
We even had the Canadians hating the Dukies last night. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I tell you what, that Cooper Flag... He is something else.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Blazers should lose more games, please.
Well, they're trying.
Are they?
They are now.
Have you seen the injury report?
Hey,
they're trying.
No, there's news.
Yeah, the deepest finger of all time, the deepest finger contusion, whoa, apparently, is uncontused.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey, it was.
It
was the deepest. No one's ever gone deeper.
Yeah, Ayton and Scoot are available tonight. Not sure what that means.
I don't know.
But
it means they're available.
They may play.
I don't want DeAndre available. I want Lingan to develop, man.
No one does. I love that dude makes that much money and no one wants him anywhere. Wherever he goes, everyone's like, can we get rid of him?
So the Ducks will now play the winner of tonight's Alabama-Rutgers game. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting to note that Rutgers, you know, everybody's talking about Cooper Flagg, but Ace Bailey.
And they got another guy, too.
I think his name's Daniels. I saw him the other night. He's phenomenal. Yeah. By the way, he's playing better than Ace Bailey, at least right now.
They've got two guys that are supposedly, like, top four NBA picks, two freshmen.
Rutgers does.
Yes.
Yeah, so you may be going, Bama, Rutgers. Well, Rutgers has, I think, two, and I think there may be a third really good freshman on that team. They've loaded up. Ace Bailey, the consensus number two pick, is on that team.
And Bama's top 10 in the country.
Yeah, so that game's tonight, and whoever wins that game plays Oregon Saturday night, and that'll be over on 9:10 because it conflicts with Ducks Huskies because we still have football.
Yes, yeah, we're not done with the foosball
and
just
football's
yet.
Football.
Football
is Huskies,
football.
Right?
We still have to do football.
Yeah, so there you go. That's the latest on that. I do believe we shall break again.
Football's football, and the only way to get better at it is to play football.
And by the way, real quick, DUIs have gone down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
Since Lyft and Uber around 2014, 2015, when it became more common.
Okay.
We're looking at about 3.5 to 4%, depending on where you're at.
It's not very good.
It's not the best.
But it's
something.
Better.
Yeah. So nationally, we're around, usually around 1.1, and now we hover in the 900,000-ish range. So some states better than others, but
we broke the million mark.
Yes.
Under it. We dipped under it.
Yes.
Which is good.
But in Portland, fun one, alcohol-related crashes down 60%. So we better than others.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to going. When we get back, we will tee up the Thanksgiving football slate next on The Fan.